when we hear about Janava Devi, Nityananda Shakti in the Harinam Chintamani of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, just one line he has was very beautiful. He says, Gadai Gauranga Jai Janava Jivan. That means Nityananda Prabhu. And Gurudev liked this very much, and he told us that when the Lord, he's always identified in some relationship with the devotees. And we hear Yashoda Nandan, Yasomati Nandan, Brajendra Nandan, Nanda Nandan, Sachi Sutta, Sachi Shuno, the son of Mother Sachi. But here told Janava Jivan. For Gadai for Gadadhar Pandit, Gauranga for Mahaprabhu, how is Nityananda identified? The life of Janava. Who's the life of Janava Devi? Why she lives, for whom she lives. And they're sometimes described as co-wives of Nityananda Prabhu, Janava Devi and Vasudha. But Vasudha's son, Birachandra, and we're told, you know, Mahaprabhu is Patita Pavan, more merciful than Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. But sometimes we're told, more merciful than Nityananda Prabhu, Birachandra Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu's son. But Srila Govinda Maharaj very beautifully, and one pranam glorifying Srila Guru Maharaj on his appearance day, he's saying, he's as dharmic as Ramachandra. And we might think, well, Ramachandra, he's been described by Rupa Goswami, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Dhirodatta, means sober and generous. Right? Krishna, Dhira Lalita, means sober but playful, attractive, charming, another type of Dhira. They're all Dhiras, four different types. Dhira Lalita, Dhirodatta, Dhirodatta. And what's the other one? Dhirashanta, Yudhisthira, sober but also peaceful. But so Ramachandra, sometimes his generosity is misunderstood, as was the generosity of Srila Guru Maharaj. But before we get to that, so Gurudev, he says, so we take it. Krishna, because Guru Maharaj appears in Birachandra Prabhu's appearance day, so he's written this sloka to include some glorification of him. And so we take it, Krishna, Mahaprabhu is so merciful, Nityananda more merciful, and Birachandra Prabhu even more merciful than Nityananda Prabhu. But Srila Gurudev says, but Guru Maharaj is more merciful than Birachandra Prabhu because he saved me. We can hear these wonderful stories. And they're not only stories, they're reality. We need to be reminded, they're reality. They're more real than anything you've ever experienced. Right? This world is a story. Right? It is a fiction. Right? These are the real things. These stories that we hear in this fictitious world are the substantial representation of reality. So we'll hear all that. But Gurudev said, how is it meaningful to me in my life, Guru Maharaj? He is more, in my estimation, my opinion, he's more merciful because he saved this fallen soul. So he's showing us also by this, the proper method of glorification, to glorify everyone properly and then to take it to personalize it. That's what he's doing. As when Mahaprabhu commands Murari Gupta, he's showing Varaha, the Bhava, Varaha avatar, and it's astonishing. How could you maintain your composure in the presence of such a divine revelation and manifestation? And he's telling Murari, thank you very much. Some recognition. And mango leaves fell from the sky. From that great mango tree up there in the sky that has no seed and only skin. Nectar. And Nimai Pandit commanding Murari Gupta, Say something. Don't just stand there, say something. And he said, if, you know, glorify me. He's saying, what arrogance? Well, unless you're the Supreme Absolute Truth. If you're not the Supreme Absolute Truth, okay. And that's Saraswati Thakur's point about guru. He's saying, the guru is to deceive the disciple if he tells them not to glorify guru as good as God. Whip the guru. He's saying, no, he'll have to sit on the Vyasasan and tell his disciples, Acharjam Mam Vijaniyam, worship the guru like God. The guru will have to tell the disciple that. He said, is that arrogance? Or he says, to speak in some other way is to deceive them and indirectly to think it's for you and not your Guru Dev and his Guru Dev and the transparent medium of the Guru Varga. So anyway, Murari Gupta responds to Nimai Pandit by saying, if in your expansion as Anantadev, with your thousands of heads and mouths, you've been trying to glorify the Lord and like Varahadev since time immemorial and have not exhausted even one of his glories, then how is it possible for a fallen soul like me to say something? But that is such a beautiful glorification. It's perfect, acknowledging his own shortcomings and fallenness, but up to the task, allowing some divine inspiration to descend. That Birachandra, we're told he took initiation from Janava. So she is also guru, the line of Mahaprabhu, initiating men and traveling around the holy places, installing deities. Sometimes when we went to Vrindavan in the beginning, for us beginning, and we'd say Madan Mohan or Gopinath or Govinda, Radha Govinda, but you could understand something about Radharani's representation and the original deity. And sometimes we would hear that Janava Devi went around installing Radharani's to a companion to Madan Mohan, to Govindaji, and like that. So, and it seems consistent with other things that we hear about her. We can't conceive of her glories as just the idea Nityananda Shakti. And some things are indicated in the writings of the great devotees, their revelation, but we pray for her grace on this, that Nityananda Prabhu, she can draw the merciful glance of Nityananda Prabhu in our direction. That we're confident of, and that will be for the eternal good fortune of all of us. Then we're told also today is the Ram Shakti, Sita Devi. It is her appearance. Guru Maharaj, and thinking about her and her pastimes, saying her mostly it is sadness and sorrow and sacrifice, beginning, middle, and end of her pastimes, to the point where it's heartbreakingly sad. Even Hanuman couldn't understand the position of Ramachandra at times in his dealings with Sita. Srila Guru is saying he's apparently, who's, you know, Dhirodatta, so sober and generous and merciful, it appears as if he's dealing with her mercilessly. But we know that cannot be. But what has she come to show? That through no fault of her own, she's kidnapped by Ravana. When they finally, and Guru Maharaj points out, for those who think that Ramachandra is hard-hearted, he said, like a child, he cried day and night for days, weeks, months in separation from her. He said, like a child, he was wailing. That sober, dharmic personality in separation from her. But upon regaining her, part of his generosity is for others. They're living their lives from others. That is the point. When Krishna, on the verge of having the cowherd boys approach the Vipraputnis, the wives of the Brahmins doing the yajna in the forest, just before that, it sets up this pastime. Krishna says to Balaram and those who can hear anything, oh, look how generous are the trees of Vrindavan. They live their lives for others. He's pointing out that this is a good quality. They give shade, they give fruit, they only live really for others, for the benefit of others. Whatever they produce by their own good qualities, they're offering to others. So how glorious are those? Oh, and Baladevan, just see how they're all bowing down in service to your holy lotus feet. How much they love you. And out of their love for you, they're willing to sacrifice themselves and be so generous to others. And there the famous sloka is given, later quoted in Charitamritam, the Etabhaj Janma Sapalyam. We're saying, what are the different things you can offer? You know, your wealth, your time, your ability, your intelligence. There's always something. If you try and give all of the above, everything. Kai manobhaka, like the sannyas conception. Body, mind, words, heart, soul, everything. Right? Atma samiksha, self-offering. And that is in the example of Sita. She's sacrificing herself throughout. And not just one aspect, the whole pastime, again and again and again, repeatedly, to the point where she almost couldn't take it anymore. But so after 1 year being in the captive of Ravana, then they reclaim her so that everyone's minds will become, Ramachandra is saying, I cannot accept her. You know, maybe she's impure. People may think that. 1 year away from her husband, kidnapped by this plunderer. And that's when Gurman said, Hanuman's like in a state of shock. All the devotees are crying and wailing and like, how can this be done? And what do we get? Trial by fire. That Sita, she walks through the fire. We're told Agni, who is fire personified, protecting her at every time. And she comes out pure, totally pure. We hear this concept is here today, trial by fire. As they're saying, if you're really pure, we can put you in the fire and nothing will happen. It goes back to this, that's how she was tried. And it's mentioned when Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India that he met one man, a Ram Bhakta, who, when he would think about Ravana kidnapping Sita, it would break his heart and give great pain to him. He just could not digest, accommodate how that could be possible. These pastimes of Ramayana are very mysterious and bewildering. And but the Lord always wants to relieve the anguish, suffering in the hearts of his devotees. And Mahaprabhu found this Kurma Purana and showed him there, and it said a Maya Sita was given, like a stunt double. We know in the movies, the big actress, they don't do any of that. They have someone who looks like them, everything, do all these untoward parts. So Guru Maharaj said, what to speak of, touch her. He can't even see her. She can't be seen by fleshy eyes. She's a divine personality. Only with divine eyes, right? Dibya, chakshu, like Krishna gives to Arjuna, Guru gives the disciple, divine eyes to see. Ajnanatimrandasya gyananjana salakaya chaksurum militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. What cannot be seen? We're worshippers of what cannot be seen. Are we crazy? Little, maybe. But really, we're devotees of the invisible. What is invisible to this eye, this mind, these senses, those things. So they reassure them that what to speak of, like, take her, touch her, kidnap her, they can't even see her divine form. So that cannot be her. And then that bhakta, he got some relief. Kurma Purana Mahaprabhu pulled that sloka. So anyway, Sita returns, and that fire test. And as I've mentioned, I lived next to the house of the fire chief in San Francisco for some time, and there was a brass plaque on the front of the building that they kept very shiny. Now, that's what the firemen do in their off hours, keep everything very shiny. And on there's some poetry, and it said, "By fire shall hearts be proven, lest virtue's gold grow dim." That, and it's, he's saying, oh, they're firemen, of course. They're saying, we need a fire to prove who we are. What is our capacity? That is one of the mysterious aspects of this pastime. She's being tried repeatedly, again and again, not just one time, again and again and again, to show her golden virtues, the type of gold that is in her heart. Tyaktva sudushtu surepshita Raja Lakshmiam, Raja Lakshmi. Until at last, on the third time, even she's thinking, how long will this go on? And she prays to the earth, her mother, please give me shelter. And the earth cracks open, and Sita enters, and Ram says, Sita! And the earth closes. But when she was in, we know she's banished, pregnant with the twins, Love and Kush, and goes to the ashram of Valmiki. And Guru Maharaj said, he's already written Ramayana, but he said, I was waiting for you. That's on this page here. At this point, you come to my ashram. What is real and what is substantial? The Ramachandra, as the king, he still needs to perform yajna. So they're saying his father, Dasharath, he had thousands of queens. So they're telling, you need to marry again so you can do this yajna and that yajna. And word also comes to Sita. He'll have to marry. He's being advised to marry again for the performance of yajna. That's what she's being told. After all these things, now that. But then when they press Ramachandra, he's saying, that is impossible. That will not happen. And every king has some advisors, Brahmin advisors, pundits, and they say, well, if you will construct one golden murti of Sita, then she can be at your side, then you can do these yajnas. That is our advice. And that Ramachandra finds acceptable. And then the word comes to Sita that he refused to take another wife, but he's constructed a golden murti of you to sit by his side for the performance of yajna. And Guru Maharaj said, then she said, I may have been banished for political reasons from the kingdom and all of that, but I haven't been banished from his heart. And that is the understatement. And how glorious she is, and supreme example of self-sacrifice and atma-samiksha and dedication. When we think of Guru, there's Krishna who is worshipped and Guru who's the supreme worshipper. The supreme worshippers are those, as we see here, who are offering themselves in sacrifice. How is Radharani indicated in the Bhagavatam? Aradhita, the one who worshiped Krishna the best, the supreme worshiper. What is her method of worship? Is self-giving, to offer herself, not something, we offer other things, yes. We offer the flower, the fruit, and many different things. But what makes it meaningful is that the basis is that it is self-offering, atma-samiksha. So sometimes Srila Guru Maharaj will remind us that this current, right, of devotion, we trace that in someone and we try and trace that current back to the original. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, in the Archan Padati, there's the one sloka there quoted in Sri Guru and His Grace by Srila Guru Maharaj. Radhe Vrindavana Adishe Korunamrita Vahini. Then Kripaya something. Nidapadabja Dasanam something. Saying the Korunamrita Vahini, this divine river of mercy is descending from Radhe Vrindavanadi, from Srimati Radharani. And the other sloka quoted there says, Govinda Ballabha Radhe Prarte Tvamaham Sada. Guru Maharaj renders this way, saying, you want to have a connection with me? Oh, you must have heard Chakrabarti Thakur, Sakshat Hari Tainastamad, you're taking Guru as Krishna, very good. And now you've come to me, but you want a closer connection with me, a more intimate connection with me? That's not my department. No, but you're Krishna. I want to have direct connection with you. That's not my department. Direct connection with you, you don't arrange. No, I don't arrange that. That is her, Govinda Ballabha. The lover, the greatest lover of Krishna, she is making all those arrangements. Like in this world, sometimes the highest person, the king, the president, they don't know their schedule. They don't know who they say, oh, I'd like to meet with you. Oh, then see this person. You mean you can't say? No, I can't say. They can only say when you can meet with me and if it's possible and under what circumstances, how that can happen. It's something like that. Kintu Prabhoya Priya Evatasya. Guru Maharaj said when he heard Vyas Puja offering of Professor Sanyal, the fanatical disciple follower of Srila Saraswati Thakur, saying, and Guru Maharaj was relatively new and Professor Sanyal had been there for some time, and him saying, I don't know Krishna, we have nothing to do with, we only know you, and this type of thought. And Guru Maharaj at first was thinking, what is this? He's like one of the leading disciples and he's telling these kind of things. But for you, we have no conception who is Krishna or anything to do with Krishna. And Guru Maharaj said, in time I began to understand what he was speaking about. Through the agent of Krishna, do we get a substantial connection with Krishna, and it's consistent thematically with what is expressed. The Adi Purana, Krishna telling Arjuna, those who say they are my devotees are not my real devotees. Who are my real devotees? Those who are devotees of my devotees. We know when we would preach in India, every town we go to, inevitably, once they find out who you are and what your intentions are, we always say, who's known to be a Krishna Bhakta in this town, like who's has that reputation? They go, oh, Mr. So-and-so. And then they always take us to his place. We meet with him, preach to him. Then he will say, you must stay in my house. You know, oh, okay. And then we stay there and do all the programs, come out from there. And he knows everyone in town who's a devotee. That's how you do it. Go into town you've never been before and just say, who's the most famous devotee of Krishna, and they say, go there, done. But that would happen in the time of Saraswati Thakur as well. But they say, when he would meet that man, though, Saraswati Thakur would say, Oh, and under whose guidance are you proceeding with your devotional culture? Under whose guidance? And very often they would say, oh, no one, directly Krishna, or directly Ram, or whoever it was. And Saraswati Thakur, respect, But later, he would tell his disciples, he has no devotion. Why? Because he's not mentioning the devotee. Saying, directly Krishna, directly the sun. Our proper position is 150 million kilometers away from the sun. No, I'm direct, I'm there in the sun. No, really. You're that type of person. No shield. You don't need a shield, an asrai. Asrai vigraha, shelter. We can say so many things about Guru, and we do. But another way to understand Guru is your advocate. Who's advocating on your behalf in the upper world? That advocate in the British system, like lawyer, advocate, but they also tell pleader. That's another name that they still use in India sometimes, a pleader. Someone who's pleading on your behalf. That's what Narottam Thakur is saying. Asraya loya bhaje tari krishna nahi taje akarane marne gelo. You need a pleader, someone to plead on your behalf. That's the devotee. When we joined, we heard, I said, Prabhupada said, when someone's newly connected with Krishna consciousness, that Radharani runs to Krishna and says, Krishna, you must accept them. They're better than me. How can he refuse her? Her plea. If she's pleading on your behalf, can Krishna refuse that? Never. Krishna can refuse so many things. Mukti, dadadi, karhichit, smana bhakti yogam. So people come to Krishna, I need to talk to you about mukti. No, what talk? Take it. Thank you. But not bhakti. They say sometimes, well, be careful what you wish for, you just might get it. What do we get from at the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnav? The horror of non-Krishna. No servant. When we say, kaivalyam narakayate, why do they say? They're saying what other people think is desirable. Liberation, enlightenment. They're saying, no service opportunity? The horror. The horror. That sounds hellish. No opportunity to serve Krishna? Inconceivable to them. They're not looking for their, you know, personal savior who will save them from all the terrible, the karmic reactions, all the terrible things we've done in this world. The gopis say that. Nahi yogi gopeshwar. Gopeshwar. Hey, Krishna, gopi, Gopinath. Remember who you're talking to. We're not yogis. But I heard some of the devotees, they're doing yoga. But they're not yogis. That's for exercise, not for devotion. Gopinath, Gopeshwar. Ahus chitena lina nava padaravinde yogeshware hridivichintam yagadabode sangsara kupa patito taranava lambam. They're saying, we're fallen grihastas. The woman who said in Guru Maharaj's mat, we're being given a chance to enter the family life of Krishna. Guru Maharaj, that melted his heart and captured him. Yes. And what did another devotee say? We can only live through union and separation. Guru Maharaj said, I am so happy to hear this come from his lips. Union and separation. Right? How to stand in the absence of Sri Guru. Right? Mostly the disciples are not with Guru. Those opportunities are rare. You spend most of your life in the absence of Guru. So how to keep the connection of Guru? How to remain situated at the lotus feet of Sri Guru? Saraswati Thakur tells us a few enlightening observations. One is, when I'm situated at the lotus feet of Guru, I'm never aware of the faults of others. Safe waters,
of the lotus feet of Sri Guru. What is the Mat logo?
Guru Maharaj, when his example, where he says, Krishna's like the sun, the disciple is like the lotus, and Guru is like the water. When the lotus, Sulakshana gave a lotus this morning, one of the names of lotus is Ambuja, what's born on the water. So when the lotus is situated on the water, the hot sun nourishes the lotus. If you remove the water from the lotus, then the sun burns the lotus. They were saying, so when the disciple is situated, sheltered in the safe waters of the lotus feet of Sri Guru, then the Krishna sun is nourishing. Remove the guru connection and the very sun of Krishna burns the lotus. So Gaudiya style theocentrism is guru centric. Guru is at the center of everything. Once on Srila Govinda Maharaj's appearance at Vyas Puja in Navadvip, I was quoting Guru Maharaj, but in praising him, but at one point I said, we are so guru-centric that if Krishna himself comes before us, we will ask our guru, is that Krishna or not? And Gurudev went, like, yes. We won't trust our own eyes. Right? We'll say, it looks like Krishna. He said he's Krishna, and he looks like Krishna in everything. But is it Krishna? Then we'll only know whether it's Krishna or not, whether he'll be allowed to enter. And my good fortune to come in connection with the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rakak, Sridhar Dev Goswami, Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Raj, Srila Prabhupada, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And when I was a teenager reading Bhagavad Gita, I had not so-called personally met Prabhupada yet. I'm reading this a lot, like every day and for a long period of time, and getting some particular understanding about Krishna's divinity and what is proper Krishna consciousness and what is not. And particularly being warned about Mayavad, impersonalism, and things like that. And then I had this dream one night, and there's someone who's supposed to be Prabhupada in the dream, and he's speaking Mayavad philosophy. And I'm shocked. It's so contrary to what I was understanding from the book. This is a nightmare. And he's saying these things, like, I'm God, you're God, we're all God. It's very popular in the 1960s, John Lennon. I am he, as you are me, and we are all together. But even he was mocking that. So he's saying those kind of things. I'm like, and then suddenly that bogus Prabhupada shatters and vanishes. An actual representation of Prabhupada is there. And he said, I never said these things. Like, and I was like, why? But then I thought later, only actually many years later, I thought, this is very interesting. I never met Prabhupada before that. But when I would hear Prabhupada talk about meeting Guru, this is some divine arrangement, he would say, by superior order. Divine order that disciple comes in connection with guru and the ongoing connection of disciple and guru. And actually in the aftermath of the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, myself feeling orphaned as my god brothers and god sisters did. We're so young when you're in our 20s practically, and the oldest devotee was someone who'd been a devotee for 10 years or like that. And how to proceed, how to go on. And by divine arrangement, I heard a tape of Srila Guru Maharaj
speaking about the disappearance,
telling that sloka about the sun, the lotus, and the water, and quoting Das Goswami, Sunyayate Mahagoshtam Girindru Jagarayate Vyagram Tundayate Kundam Jivatu Rahitasyame,
saying everything that was formerly a source of inspiration, Giriraj Govardhan, Radhakunda, now they look antagonistic to me without Guru.
The Das Goswami, who says, Ashabare Amrita Sindhu Maya Katanchit, saying, my aspiration is to serve the lotus feet of Radharani.
I told to hear the other day that Bhagavat sloka of that's selected by Bhaktivinoda Thakur to end the Bhagavad Arka Marichimala, and that line being Vikridayanchati Giritra Rama Archita Angri. Yeah, Rama Archita Angri. Rama, Radharani, worshipping the lotus feet of Radharani, Radha Dasyam. So Das Goswami is saying, this is the aspiration of all the servitors, without which, without this opportunity to serve the lotus feet of Sri Guru, of what use is my life? Of what use is Vrindavan? And I know it's a terrible thing to say, of what use is Krishna to me without you? Back to Gurudev. Yes, this is the point. This is what is given by Raghunath Das Goswami. So anyway, hearing that mysteriously, and hearing Srila Guru Maharaj, I thought, is this unmistakably, undeniably, not the voice of my guru? So I could understand this ongoing necessity. That's why the transaction is on. Because of the necessity of the disciples, the current must continue to flow. Parampar Jaina Prakriti by Chitra. It's what Krishna's telling Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. It's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying in Bhagavad Arka Marichyamala, his Bhagavad speech, Krishna to Uddhava in the Bhagavatam. It's the necessity in the heart that draws the flow. He's saying continually, new revelation is a continual necessity. We cannot live in the past. We live in the eternal present, where our Guru Varga is always alive. We don't think, oh, they were here some time ago. No. We want a living connection with them. And we get a living connection with them through Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, and Vaishnav. So Srila Saraswati Thakur, interestingly there, he says, when the Braja Gopis' necessity for connecting with Krishna is so great, they're examining everything and everyone, like any guru there, any guru direction, anything to indicate how I should go toward Krishna. So we see the higher devotees, they're even seeing direction in the lower section. Srila Saraswati Thakur, he's calling his disciples Prabhu. Generally, Prabhu is reserved for Guru, means Lord, Master. Why is the Guru calling his disciples Master? Some who did not understand him objected. They thought this is an aberration. Why should the Guru call disciples Master, Prabhu? Why? Because he saw them all as an extension of his Gurudev. Not that I'm the master and you're the servant. He's thinking, some seva has come to me by the grace of Guru, but I'm unqualified to do that by myself. My Guru has given some service to me that I can't, it's beyond what I can do personally, individually. So what? He's so merciful, so kind, he's manifested apparently as assistance. Disciples, servitors, really my guru is coming to help me do this. So he's taking the disciple like a flower and offering to the lotus feet of Krishna. And what do? Once the flower has been offered to the lotus feet of Krishna's devotee, then it's worshipable. We're taking that flower on our head as worshipable. So he's saying, really, that's the angle of vision of Guru. That was the angle of vision of Saraswati Thakur. It is the angle of vision of all those in the Rupa Nuga line. They consider themselves aspiring servitors. But Guru is so merciful, so kind, sent so many, expanded into so many wonderful assistants and servitors to keep me on track and to help me do that seva. So Saraswati Thakur, what is another one of his sayings? The, what is it? Vipad, Udara, Bandugan. He's saying, this, you are my saviors. You've saved me. You've come and saved me from the great danger that is this world of misconception and forgetfulness of Krishna. You've come to save me. Sometimes Guru Maharaj would say, we're very fortunate, talking about preachers, he said, that we're forced to talk about all these things. Radharani, Guru, Krishna, that people expect us to say something. Like the kid telling me at the feast, just stick to the Krishna stuff. And I was thinking like, thank you for saving me. I was wandering off there for a moment. Just stick to the Krishna stuff. Got it. Mahaprabhu saying, Krishna katha ami janina. I don't know about that. You should go to Ramananda and hear from him. Right? Radha Govinda combined. Right? Radha Bhava Subolita saying, I don't know about all these things. You have to go to devotee. Go, aren't you a devotee? I don't know if I'm a devotee. No prema gandasti darapi mehoro. I don't have a, if I was a devotee, I would have died by now. So the fact I'm alive, I must not be a devotee. So better you find someone who, but what of Ramananda, he's then alive? No, he's not. A prakriti deho. Looks like a person of this world, but is not. Doesn't have a trace amount of exploiting tendency inside to generate a mundane form. Body's biological expression of soul's delusion. Not in his case, no delusion. So only a prakriti deho. Only here, siddha deho. Was Guru Maharaj told, what is that? In a word, this is the one sentence answer. Oh, that's the practice for the siddhas. For those who are siddha. Next question. That means perfect, who are liberated souls. What is Gurudev saying with his humor, ontological humor? One who cannot make off the light should not ask about Siddha Pranali. That's his way of dealing with it. But same thing he's telling. Somehow, by inconceivable good fortune, we've come in connection. And thus, Guru Maharaj said, quoting the poet Magha, he said, as your present position is indicative of your future, it also indicates something of the past. So if we can say, oh, Guru Maharaj and Gurudev, they're always saying, if you could see how bright your future prospect is, because they can see into that world and say, and you have a place, some seva to do in the upper world, you can't conceive how wonderful your future prospect is. But Guru Maharaj would say, Magha, poet telling, well, by the same way, then we can understand, there must be some past connection too. Some connection somewhere with the Nirguna plane or the Nirguna agent, that now the fruit, the Bhakti Lata Bij, Bhav Ankur, the fall of Krishna, this divine fruit is somehow beginning to express itself. By the grace of Sri Guru. Where is that grace? Guru Maharaj, this is it. Where's the grace of Guru come from? You think, to the original source of love and affection. Think, Krishna, yes, but who loves Krishna the most? So much that she, Radharani, Baladev, they want to serve him in every possible way. Ami Chaitanya Das, and Baladev, and Ekala Ishvara Krishna, Arsa Brita, and myself included. I'm a servitor of Krishna, aspiring servitor of Krishna. And they are the original sources of love and affection for Krishna. So anyone who has that in this world must have some connection with them. Madhavendra Puri Sambandha Darajani. So we understand that it is only by the grace of Guru and Vaishnav that we can have any substantial connection with Krishna consciousness. And this line, and it is our hope and aspiration that all I like our family, I'm very happy about it, our devotees, and I can't have a better friend than Srila Avadhut Maharaj, who Guru Maharaj would say sometimes about Prabhupada, he'd say, where are you going to find a better friend than Swami Maharaj? He said, he left so many years ago and still he's engaging me in seva. Because as Gurudev would say, again with his ontological humor, he's saying, we're still taking Swami Maharaj's prasad. Because so many devotees are coming praising Prabhupada. And I've seen that too. When I go to Russia or the Ukraine or any of those countries, like if someone, and when you go there, if they find out that you're a Prabhupada disciple, not a Maharaj or like guru, not like that. If they just find out you're a disciple of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, they're like, Shastanga Dandavat. They're like, can you tell us something? Did you ever meet with Prabhupada? The amount of like awe and reverence that is there, and this is what, how many years later? 40 years later, 30, whatever it is. Doesn't even really matter. It doesn't even seem like that. But really, and then we realize, oh, how great Prabhupada, these people are showing so much respect to me. Why? Because of your connection with Prabhupada. Same thing. So Guru Maharaj is saying, how, what a better friend than Swami Maharaj? He's still engaging me in service. He said, Muhammad could not go to the mountain, so the mountain has come to Muhammad. Meaning the Western world has come to him. And Srila Gurudev, when I said, just, I had to ask Guru Maharaj, just to go on record, say, all right, I asked him. And I said once, said, we know it cannot be true and cannot happen, but still I said, Maharaj, can you come to America? Guru Maharaj, I asked. Saraswati Thakur wanted you to, you know, like, we will arrange it all, everything. I mean, really, you know. And Guru Maharaj was saying, the mountain has come to Muhammad, and we're all laughing and everything. But he said, through the eyes of Srila Govinda Maharaj, I will see America and the rest. Through him, I will go. And that came to be true. And what did Gurudev say? You know, maybe the exact, he said, with flowers and tears. And roses, with tears, you see the, like this where Gurudev is like, you can't see him, only roses. I think he's in Hawaii or somewhere. Like, I mean, really, it looks like just roses with his face. And he said, tolerant, they receive me with their tears and roses. And what did he do when some people, they're like saying, oh, this is that great Govinda Maharaj. We heard so much about him from Prabhupada and Srila Sridhar Maharaj, but really, who is he? And then he delivered unparalleled spiritual substance. And what did he do in Santa Cruz? One's like, during the kirtan on the 1 meter more stage, he was so excited, dancing. He jumped off the stage. Dancing, and when he did that, certain devotees, their hearts just exploded, melted, to see him so ecstatic. And he's so affectionate to me. That's why I think, like, without him, Guru Maharaj cannot tolerate people like me. Gurudev can. You always need some shelter. You know, Gurudev's, actually, maybe everyone doesn't know, he actually planned to live the end of his life in Thailand under the care of Paramananda and Krishna Priya. That was his plan. On March 7th, 10th, he was on his way to this divine country and was going to spend his final days here under the care of Paramananda Prabhu and Krishna Priya Didi. And where he's like a devotional magnet, so where he always says he's going to go with one or two people. As soon as he arrives, there's like 30, 120, you know. And then he'll just accept it. And like Paramananda Prabhu told his mind, Jai Sri,
Nakul's mother. She's such an expert cook. She's just happily cooking like in another Muban house, a house in the Muban. And only one day when Gurudev will call for her, will she come forward. Those are the great lady devotees. That line of Sita, this all this self-sacrifice, not looking for attention, etc. Prabhupada's sister, Pishima, I was telling devotees, she looked like Prabhupada, and I say this with head behind, like Prabhupada in a sari. That's why sometimes looking at her, talking to her, I had to go, and she, Kibochi. I mean, see, like, I'd just be losing it. I got to serve her a few times. But when she loved Guru Maharaj so much, she paid for Prapana Jivanamritam to be published. But Guru Maharaj wasn't initiating then. She wanted to get second. She had Harinam from Saraswati Thakur, one mantram from Guru Maharaj. But he was not initiating anyone yet. So, well, then you can get from Goswami Maharaj, a Prakrita Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj. And she did. But still, she's big disciple of Guru Maharaj. And on Goswami Maharaj's Vyas Puja, she's a famous cook. She would cook so many things. But he's showing this mysterious pastime. Everything she would make, he mixed it all together. And she'd be going, oh, Baba. And he'd mix it all together, like, I'm not enjoying, or I don't know what it is, idea. Then he's taking that food. But anyway, someone once asked her, remember, Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jasmin, Guru Maharaj is living in a thatched hut, small building, big bamboo flag. Someone said, what's the situation like at the mat right now? You're not doing so well on the opulence level, correct? And she's saying, I can say, Ki Bolchin. What are you saying? What are you, crazy? She said, you don't know how much opulence there is at Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, not personally. Really? We heard otherwise. She said, in fact, there is so much opulence there that Lakshmi Devi is sweeping the courtyard of Radharani. So she can understand something. And Guru Maharaj, they're accepting that. Because she didn't say Sridhar Maharaj is not, but she said the courtyard of Radharani, which is in line Saraswati Thakur's thinking. He said Radharani is the major domo of all of Krishna's, the mat's domestic affairs. Like in the mat, we have to go marketing, we have to do this, we have to do that. Saying that's Radharani's seva. Because Guru Maharaj was surprised. Saraswati Thakur talking some very, very high philosophical things. And then someone said like, oh, we need to buy some yogurt for the feast. And he's like, oh, okay. He immediately like volunteered for that seva. And Guru Maharaj is thinking, Prabhupada is speaking so high and you're talking about yogurt? And Saraswati Thakur, no, he's saying that's Radharani's job. To arrange everything. So it's Radha Dasyam, the last word of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Radha Dasyam of Bhaktivinoda's collection. So I want that. I want that Ashavare Amritasindhu. I'm aspiring for that. That's come before me. I'll drop everything for that opportunity. As Gurudev would drop everything for the opportunity to serve the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada dropped everything, his body, on the ocean to execute the order of Srila Saraswati Thakur. Vilasatu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Bani. So we can only say somehow, by inconceivable causeless good fortune, that we get the opportunity to come in connection with such Vaishnavas. To this day, we cannot factor it, fathom it, understand it, but hope we can offer ourselves, however insignificant and fallen, and in service to their holy lotus feet, and to the lotus feet of all their servitors and aspiring servitors. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Asi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Hare Krishna Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai. Jagannath Babaji. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Seva Vrinda Ki Jai. Nityananda Shakti Ki Jai. Janava Devi Ki Jai. Ram Shakti Sita, Thakurani Ki Jai, Maru Pandit Ki Jai, Seva Vrinda Ki Jai, Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai, Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. This temple is also here by the mercy of Paramananda Prabhu and Avadhut Maharaj, and all of you, actually. Ananga and all the servitors, all of you. Don't think I don't see your seva and hear your seva. It's keeping me alive, actually, giving purpose, meaning to my life. Our Chinese devotees, they're in Shenzhen, my Dandavats. We have a good future, thinking how we want to take the beauty of Guru Maharaj's Krishna conception there. If we do it with Gurudev's love and affection and tolerance, and Avadhut Maharaj's brilliance, unorthodox thinking, and Paramananda's level-headedness, we have a good chance. And on this day, you see how much Shakti is there, how much appreciation for the ladies' section. We have Bhakti Lalita Devi Dasi with us. Very fortunate. Gurudev's secretary. So, we have a good situation here. Hare Krishna, Jai Shri Gurudev.
Beautiful day of Srila Bhaktisiddhira Goswami Maharaj's appearance. And so many things Maharaj already said about Guru, Vaishnavas. And actually, our religion is the Vaishnava worship. We're worshipping to Vaishnavas even more than the Lord Himself. And so much that the Lord, captivated by the service of His devotee, by the ecstasy that the devotee feels in the service, accepts the form of the devotee in the sense like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. And here we have Giriraj, who is the Krishna, but in the mood of His devotee. And I know that Maharaj, in His Vaishnava humility, doesn't like things to be said about Him or His glories, but we still, this is our opportunity, our right, and our blessing to glorify Maharaj on this day. And that we know that all the prayers, glorifications, offerings, and sincere gratitude for everything that Maharaj done for His friends, followers, disciples, will go on to Srila Bhaktisundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Akarshardev Dev Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Rupa Goswami, and ultimately to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And Maharaj, as we all know, joined Krishna Consciousness Movement at a very early age, taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Swami Maharaj, and completely dedicating himself to the service and propagating the principles and the ideals of Krishna Consciousness. And when Srila Prabhupada left, accepting instructions of his guru, he took shelter and completely surrendered himself to the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Rakshadadev Goswami Maharaj. And from that very moment, his life was entirely and exclusively dedicated to representing the ideals of Srila Guru Maharaj. Until this day, he is doing it tirelessly, continuously, and very fiercely protecting the purity of those teachings. One time, and we heard from Srila Gurudev said so many praises and glorifications to Maharaj, but one time I heard it myself in my private conversation when I asked Srila Gurudev how are we to follow when you're not present? Whom we are to consult with? Where we can find our shelter? And Srila Gurudev mentioned that I know only one person who fully received what Srila Guru Maharaj come here to give, and I can think of no other, and that person is Srila Goswami Maharaj. So this we heard from Srila Gurudev's lotus mouth. So here we're going to give some space for disciples and other friends of and followers of Goswami Maharaj, so that they can say something, glorify Maharaj, something from their heart.
That is too much things to speak for Maharaj. I just use Ranga Devi's words before she's taking initiation from you. Her first time to come to our Shenzhen Center. Just to say, like she come for like just for like attending friends invitation, like for polite way. And then she said, "Oh my God, I never see such a people can beautiful like this." She said, "This kind of beautiful she could not describe." And even she doesn't understand what is Krishna consciousness, we are religion or not. She just said, "I just naturally attracted by him. So beautiful." So, I also really feel appreciate China, that land can have opportunity to connect Maharaj's teaching. I hope Krishna consciousness will be spread out very well in China. Like the story you say, put a seed and then like have trees, branch, leaf, flower and then fruit. And there's billions Chinese in that land. I just feel very, very lucky. I don't know what kind of luck I have. I just got this opportunity. I realized really like as a people in this lifetime have opportunity to hear about Krishna consciousness. It's just very lucky if you, like one of the billions stored in China. So I pray Maharaj like keep connection with China and Chinese devotee you see there online.
Hare Krishna.
Ну, в действительности, все коммунисты должны быть очень благодарны Шриле Госвами Махараджу, потому что и Россия, и Китай в те времена, когда сам Госвами Махарадж начинал свою проповедь, они описывались как страны, где запрещено знание о Боге, не только сознание Кришны.
Амия, come here and tell me what you think.
Make properly. Вот, и в сущности считалось, что как облако атеизма висит над этими странами. И речь шла не только о сознании Кришны, бхакти-йоге, о пракрита-лиле, семейной жизни с Богом, но даже о том, что Бог в принципе существует, об этом не шла речь. И мы много знаем о том, как, какие труды Шрила Госвами Махарадж прикладывал для того, чтобы сохранить архивы Шрила Шридхара Махараджа, издать его книги, и это знают все, это общеизвестный факт. Но мало кто знает, каких трудов и нервов для Госвами Махараджа стоила проповедь в России, на Украине в начале 90-х, когда люди, в принципе, спрашивали его, есть ли Бог, и что такое душа, и речи не шло даже о каких-то сложных духовных концепциях. Поэтому Шрила Госвами Махарадж в действительности потратил множество нервов, здоровья, отвечая на вопросы очень странных людей в очень странных местах по всей России, Украине. И он не только теоретически изучал какое-то сокровенное знание, но он щедро делился им с огромным количеством людей, которые в сущности зачастую задавали странные вопросы. И мы видим, что практически огромное количество сил он положил для того, чтобы познакомить Россию, Украину, а также теперь еще и китайцев с оригинальным учением Шрила Шридхара Махараджа. И важно понять, что определенная культура, которой он обладает, это культура, потому что наследие Шридхара Махараджа очень обширно. И правильно понимать это наследие, понимать, какие шлоки употреблял Шрила Гуру Махарадж, каковы были его акценты, его приоритеты, что он любил. Фактически сейчас нет людей, которые реально обладают таким качеством мышления. Поэтому несомненно, что по милости Шрила Гурудева Махараджа, Шрила Гурудева, Госвами Махарадж был послан к нам. И в действительности, находясь рядом с ним, мы не можем оценить величие этой личности. Но в действительности, если бы вы сами попробовали изучать наследие Шрила Гурудева Махараджа, каким-то образом изучать сознание Кришны, интересоваться тем, что такое сочетание Сарасвадмадх, вы бы поняли, насколько сложно уловить оригинальную мысль и насколько важны носители оригинального учения Шри Чайтанья Сарасвадмадха, оригинального наследия Шрилы Шридхара Махараджа. Джай Шрила Бхакти Сри Госвами Махарадж Ки Джай, Шри Рупа Надгуру Варга Ки
Джай. Professor Sahadev Prabhu Ki.
We love our Shifu.
That's good enough for me. Amya, get my iPad mini off my table. One offering somebody wrote, I want my disciples to hear.
From you.
Yeah. Yes, Prabhu, Tridhis Prabhu. Part of our academic brain trust.
Сахадев Прабху сказал, что вклад Госвами Махараджа общеизвестен, но я бы хотел больше об этом сказать все-таки. Сейчас Шрила Госвами Махарадж, мы не должны забывать об этом, он уникальный человек, он ученик трех гуру. Его божественной милости Шрила Ачья Бхактивиданты Свами Прабхупады, его божественной милости Шрилы Бхакти Рашака Шридара Девгусвами Махараджа и его божественной милости Шрилы Бхакти Сундара Говинды Девгусвами Махараджа. Наша большая удача в том, что Шрила Госвами Махарадж был среди тех вайшнавов в 80-е годы прошлого столетия, 30 лет назад, благодаря настойчивому духовному поиску которых, благодаря жажде сердец которых, благодаря вопросам их, Шрила Шридхар Махарадж явил то духовное богатство, которое было сокрыто в его сердце. Если бы не они, это бы богатство не было бы явлено в том объеме, в каком оно явлено, представлено сейчас. И Шрила Госвами Махарадж открыл это богатство западному миру. Он опубликовал 5 книг, которые мы в России называем пятикнижием. Это первая книга, которую он опубликовал, это «Поиск Шри Кришны. Прекрасной реальности». Книга, раскрывающая то, что Кришна концепция превосходство Кришна концепции божественного над всеми остальными концепциями. Это «Шри Гуру и его милость», где Шрила Шридхара Махарадж открывает новый взгляд на принцип и личность Шри Гуру. Это «Золотой вулкан божественной любви», который рассказывает о деяниях и наставлениях Шри Чайтаньи Махапрабху, книга, которую Шрила Шридхара Махарадж любил больше всего. Это «Субъективная эволюция сознания». И, наконец, «Любовный поиск заблудшего слуги», рассказывающий о том, что не только, ну, в частности, не только мы ищем Кришну, но и Кришна ищет нас. И это наша великая удача. Шрила Бхакти Судхири Госвами Махарадж Ки.
That's true. When after each book, Guru Maharaj selected the titles, like Search for Sri Krishna, Reality of the Beautiful, first book. The next book, I say, I'm thinking of make all the, you're saying so many things about Guru. I think everyone really needs to hear this, self included. So, but I was saying, like, I was going to say, Guru, heavier than the Himalayas. And Guru Maharaj said, that is a partial understanding. You should, Sri Guru and His Grace. And that's how that title came. And then and consult my essay, and then, oh, I'll make this the preface, then it like came out. Then we want to make everything about Guru Maharaj is Mahaprabhu. Remember, Mahaprabhu means Radharani over Krishna, and all about devotion. So then comes Golden Volcano, Divine Lava. The Golden Volcano, Divine Lava. But then after that, I'm going, next book, what shall be the theme? And Guru Maharaj, I mean, he loved to think about these titles, like, for a long time, think about them, and made him very excited. And he said, because I started Search for Sri Krishna, people are on the general, the theme and structure is general spiritual search. Then Nityananda, then going more specific. They're asking, then you're getting a more specific question. And long story short, what is it in? Krishna is searching for Krishna in the mood of Radharani as Mahaprabhu. That's the Search for Sri Krishna, its structure, basically. Brihad Bhagavatamritam included, Ramananda Samvad, it has a very established structure that Guru Maharaj appreciated. He said, Samas and Vyas. Samas, you collect, but Vyas means to structure what you've collected, not just present a collection. But anyway, so then when it comes to this book, he's thinking and he says, we have already shown how we're searching for Krishna. And that culminates in Mahaprabhu's Search for Sri Krishna. He said, but in this book, we will show that the Lord, he's also searching for his devotee. The Lord is searching for the lost servant, like Ayinanda, Tanuja, Alana. And what type of search is it? It's a loving search. It's from his heart. So it's a loving search for the lost servant. That's how he told them. Then subjective evolution is another thing, another world. And I want this, my godbrother, Devashish Prabhu, who, without going into all details, but we can say, we're trying to promote Guru Maharaj all over the world, and his glories and conceptions. Some people are not fully appreciating that in the beginning and making some opposition. And in one group, there were hundreds, you could say, but there's only like a few, like Manushyanam Sahasra, out of all, contrary to so much evidence, and there's a few good men, like I say, looking for a few good, and this was in England at the time, who made it through all of the counter-propaganda and Elsa, Mahananda, Madhusudan Maharaj, and some others. But Devashish Prabhu is one of them, from the very beginning, who got who is Guru Maharaj and connected with his lotus feet, and to this day can properly represents his teachings, concepts, etc. Anyway, he wrote something from one point of view, I'm shy to share, but from another point of view, my disciples, they should hear this, what he's written. So if you will now read that.
Well, some who can read the straight English?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think you.
Dear Shripad Goswami Maharaj, please accept my most humble obeisances at your holy feet. On the anniversary of your blessed appearance in this world, I want to express my love and appreciation for your holiness as my friend, my brother, and my spiritual mentor. I want to avoid any spiritual cliches and speak plainly, but I hope from my heart. We have been connected together since I was barely out of my teens, and from the very beginning you have only shown me friendship and affection. And I have valued this in my life, and I have seen that although many years and many miles may separate us, when we meet, nothing has changed. A constant that reflects the eternal reality, and for that I feel my life to be extremely blessed. The whole world is indebted to you, Maharaj, because you gave and continue to give Srila Guru Maharaj to the world, and these has been your passion, your obsession for as long as I can remember. Once I had the fortune to be sitting with Srila Guru Maharaj in the afternoon when he met with two of your students who had just arrived from San Jose. Only a few were present, and I don't think it was recorded, but I cannot forget. Srila Guru Maharaj began by describing the glory of the Rupanuga Sampradaya, how the divine reveals himself by descent, from Krishna to Brahma to Madhavendra Puri, in a new light to set the stage for Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev. Sri Chaitanya distributed the light of the Bhagavad conception, the religion of Prem, through Sri Rupa, and finally to Bhaktivinod, and to the world through Srila Saraswati Thakur and his followers. In so many beautiful ways he described this, and his mood was so jolly and joyful. The most affectionate grandfather sharing love with his granddaughters from America. When he was satisfied that they were nourished and themselves joyful, he delivered some whipped cream on the top of the cake he had just given to them. He said, and the crown jewel of this Rupanuga Sampradaya, that is Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj. You may think this is impossible, or others may dissect it to mean whatever they may want it to mean, but I know that Srila Guru Maharaj was a purveyor of truth with capital T. I do not need to say anything more. Since the disappearance of Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, when the whole world seems dark to us, it is my heart's feeling that we will get light to guide us through your association, Maharaj. Therefore, with all my sincerity and humility, I offer myself to you and pray you will accept me. Everyone knows that I am useless and self-serving, fallen and weak. But you are infinitely kind and forgiving, so you will surely overlook my ineptitude and embrace me. We spent a few days together in Italy recently, and those few days were a great source of solace and happiness to me. I pray I may have such days again and for as long as I live. Please come to London soon. I'm always yours. The lowly Devashish Das.
Hare Krishna. How is that possible to come from the heart of your god brother, peer? It shows beauty of Krishna consciousness, but it reminds me of something Guru Maharaj, he said about me, like praising me. Because sometimes Guru Maharaj would defend me too. Because like Ananda Sundar said to me one day, so you stay here in the room all day. like he goes, I can't do that. And Navadut Maharaj will say that too. I can't do what you do. And I go, Maharaj, I can't, could never do what you do for one day. But anyway, so, but on that regard, Guru Maharaj said once, he said, Goswami Maharaj, he said, he is a man who conserves his energy and then at the time of the greatest necessity comes through with full force. And I said, thank you, Maharaj. But another time he said, he's trying to say things in my favor, and he said, you know, he's a deep thinker. He can bring down the higher meaning of the scripture. And he said, and what's more, he likes me. So that was one of my qualifications, that I like Guru Maharaj. He said, and I like you. Because once I want to know, just like teenagers in love, I was want to know, does Guru Maharaj love me like I like him? I just had to know. If it's just like, because we know, someone wrote a book saying, in friendship, you have to be friends. I'm your friend, you're my friend. You can't be, friendship's never one-sided. But in love, you can be in love with somebody who's not in love with you. Love's a mysterious thing, right? But still, I want to know. And Guru Maharaj looked at me and said, "Don't doubt it." He said, "You are my very dear friend, and you know our relationship is so intimate," and in a very loving, affectionate way. And whenever we would leave the mat, that would be our solace, that it's unthinkable that we now have to go. But then you go forward, and then Guru Maharaj would embrace you. And that embrace, what is that worth? I can't, it's of inconceivable value, with his affection, loving embrace, then send you off on some preaching assignment. Hare Krishna.
I am a fallen soul, and so I can't stop saying, but I'm very fortunate to be a follower of Goswami Maharaj. And as Giriraj Maharaj, the last shloka in the Visarati we are singing every day, he is the source to serve, and he is the source of powers to serve. And thus Goswami Maharaj, he is giving us the Siddhanta to serve him. And as he once mentioned, we are fallen souls, and we can't appreciate the Guru of these Monday nights. But also we can't stop of glorifying him by other words that we hear from our teachers and other sannyasis. And once Siddhanti Maharaj, he told, not only Goswami Maharaj got an association of great free Vaishnavas of our time, but the service he got from them and he was doing is also amazing. And Avadhuta Maharaj once said that, "I've read this book, Sri Guru and His Grace, and I was running and asking, who could write this book?" And then he was introduced to Srila Goswami Maharaj. And in this book, I doubt that there was any person who wrote this book and his heart wasn't haven't given a reply to this verse, that when you hear about this, your heart will be crying that I was searching for this all my life and all my wanderings around the universe. And also the Tridish Prabhu, he mentioned this loving search for a lost servant. How can else we understand this as a personal conception, as we are sitting in Lahta, in communist countries, in China, and Goswami Maharaj coming and bringing all these books and bringing his association? I can't truly appreciate how great is Guru and talking this stuff, but even one side of personality like you, it's bringing enormous joy to hearts. And once I was reading first books, that's like all these five books and like short things that Bhuvan Prabhu made, who is in laughter right now, like how clear and how how clear is direction that we must head, it cannot be appreciated. And I was thinking, like, probably the Guru or all these books that, like, all these wise men, it would be a great joy to visit them. It will be great opportunity. And then I read, like, one side of real Vaishnava, he's revealing. But to be in association for so long time and be able to even make some service, that's an opportunity. I'm very
rare.
Find you for years.
Hare Krishna. Dhanyavaad.